The native men known as the Fairbanks Four, George Freese, Kevin Pease, Marvin Roberts, and Eugene Vent, sued the city for malicious prosecution and withholding evidence, actions they say led to their wrongful convictions of a 1997 murder. The convictions were subsequently vacated under a 2015 prison release agreement with the state, a deal precipitated by new evidence showing others were likely responsible for the beating death of 15-year-old John Hartman. The men's ability to sue the city for damages hinges in large part on whether vacation of their convictions meets a legal standard of invalidation. Fairbanks 4 attorney Mike Kramer says Wednesday's Ninth Circuit majority opinion equates the two.
The invalidation by a state court was met here when the judge vacated the conviction.
Kramer points to a legal dictionary definition referenced in the ruling.
For the definition of vacatur, which is the fancy word that, you know, the court process was described at, where they vacated the convictions, vacator means to invalidate.
We respectfully think the judges got it wrong.
City of Fairbanks attorney Matt Singer cites the dissenting opinion of one of the three Ninth Circuit judges who maintained that vacation of the Fairbanks Four convictions under the 2015 agreement with the state falls short of a Supreme Court precedent.
A settlement is not a valid favorable termination under the rule that the Supreme Court established in a case called Heck versus Humphrey.
Singer says the city may appeal up to the U.S. Supreme Court on that point. Meanwhile, another major case issue was remanded back by the Ninth Circuit justices to federal district court. It involves whether the Fairbanks Four can even sue the city after agreeing not to seek damages under the 2015 deal with the state. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.